Hey everyone, welcome to the Grief Informed Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Garcia, and this is a place where I bring you authentic conversations with people who are willing to share their journey through seasons of grief. No matter your cultural upbringing, societal conditioning, or faith practice, grief affects us all. Whether you're dealing with a loss, a diagnosis, a broken heart, or the everyday stressors of life, or love someone who is, these conversations are here to support you in that process. So be sure to check out the show notes for potential trigger warnings. And whether you're very comfortable with or deeply avoidant of grief and its many responses, you are welcome here. Thank you for being here, and now on to the episode. Hey everybody, welcome to the first solo episode with me, your host, Rachel Garcia. And I want to come on today, and as briefly as I can, and I understand the whole reason why I have a podcast is because I absolutely love to talk. So I'm going to try to make this short. I wanted to do a little mini deep dive into why I love to talk about grief. I personally, having lost my parents early and young, my mom when I was 10, my dad when I was 20, I knew about bereavement, but I didn't understand the full range of grief until my divorce. And that catapulted me into an opportunity to heal wounds and to face grief from all over the span of my life through experiences that I didn't quite know how to hold, how to process at the time that I experienced them. But I, boy, oh boy, were they in the light. And I needed a skill set. I needed to understand at a deeper level how to navigate the experiences that I had, but to be able to do so in a way that felt like my nervous system could handle. I was introduced to a lot of different healing modalities, different ways of processing grief, and just started consuming a lot of content about this aspect of every human's life that in my current culture doesn't do a great job of preparing me for. So I recognized that grief feels universal. It's like a universal experience, but a lot of people, it's like a very dark, dingy basement that they don't really want to go down and navigate and explore and see what's down there. And I understand that the only way to be able to move forward in life is to be able to face our grief. A quote that Jillian Turecki says is, "A good portion of our pain comes from believing that we shouldn't have any. But if we never had pain, we'd never have the impulse to move closer to ourselves. Pain gives us depth and the ability to connect meaningfully with others. The most intimate conversations are the ones that involve the perspective of those who have lived and learned." And that's why I want to have a podcast. I want to have conversations. I want to talk to people who've had the lived experience that brought up grief. You'll find there are so many episodes on different topics, and what resonates might be so incredibly unexpected for you when you listen to somebody who's never had, you've never shared that same experience of losing a child or having a diagnosis or having a divorce or having any range of what we will discuss and cover on the podcast. But you'll notice that there are aspects that are related to grief that are responses that you yourself feel like, wow, I have felt that. I have thought that. I have wanted to feel that. I have wanted to say that out loud and haven't been able to do that. And there's something about grief that gives us permission. I love what Vienna Farren says when she says, "The goal isn't always to get over something. It actually isn't important to get to a place where you're unaffected. Being affected lets you know that something mattered. Being affected lets you know that you cared. Being affected lets you know that the things that were not okay still aren't." I love that. Being able to make or have a podcast about grief, I believe it allows us to say, hey, this affected me. I believe our grief is sacred. I believe, as Kylie McBeath says, grief work will soften the armor around your guarded heart. We talk about these things because they matter. We talk about these experiences because they are bringing us to a version of ourselves that is beautiful and whole and worthy. So back in September, I wrote this on a post on my Instagram page about living hard experiences, because as I told you, I understood bereavement, but when it came to my divorce or a breakup after divorce, all of these experiences, people with anything you can think of, being laid off, losing a job, financial struggles and stressors, anything unexpected is what helps us and brings us to the beautiful invitation of exploring our grief. And I said this, I wrote this, "I get it because I live this process too. The chaos enters my world and it can feel exhausting and overwhelming. Where is my help going to come from? I've felt weary, discouraged, alone, confused, angry, doubting. And the longing when chaos hits is the desire to feel more strength, hopefulness, support, clarity, peace, and surrender. And contrary to any spiritual bypassing you may have learned, I believe traversing the space from despair to hope isn't found in endless optimism or even pithy statements, but is realistically found in our willingness to wrestle. Where you feel the strongest urge to disconnect, disassociate, or flat out give up, this is your reminder that you were created to tussle with God, with life, with the parts of yourself that will only become stronger as you step forward onto that mat. Express the anger, express the confusion, pour out your heart's confusion, the doubt and feelings that wear you down. I believe if you accept the invitation to express it to God and to others that feel safe, I believe God will reveal himself in powerful ways. This is my story. This is why I want to bring a podcast, not just to be able to express where we felt weary and discouraged, alone, confused, angry, and doubting, but to be able to receive through the stories of others and through the truth of what is expressed about this human experience, that there is strength available, there is hopefulness, there is support, clarity, peace, as we are able to walk through and make sacred our grief. So whether you're comfortable with it or whether it stresses you out, you are welcome in this space to be able to have a community that understands and gets it, and that you would be able to tap into the shared collective humanity that we have here. I'm grateful that you're here, and I am excited about the guests that I have coming on that are going to be able to share their stories. They're going to be able to be vulnerable and to be transparent and authentic. It's messy. Grief can be messy, but it can also be healing and transformative and restorative. And that's what I hope that you'll find as you listen here. And I would love, love to be able to hear your feedback and the ways that you're growing or things that you're learning, or if something a guest said or something that was said on the podcast just got you thinking and got you willing to face that grief a little bit more. And if that's the case, please reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram. Send me a direct message, a DM. Hit up my DMs at Grief Informed Podcast on Instagram. And I appreciate you guys for being here. Thank you for listening to this first solo episode. I hope that it finds you well, and I'm excited for where we're headed, and I'll talk to you soon.